We find ourselves at the end of a day where we've all had the opportunity to go out into the Atlantic Ocean off the island of Pico in the Azores. And the intention and purpose was to go and swim with the dolphins. And within that intention, there were many different experiences for each and every person. Some had elated joy at swimming and being with the dolphins. Others got seasick and didn't get quite that same experience. And then in the afternoon, there were at least two injuries that occurred. And it shows the journey of us as humans, where we do have moments of joy and we do have moments of distress in health. And it really brings to me some information that I discovered while writing the Women of Lemuria book. And it was in relation to the Pleiadian star mothers. And the subject was childbirth. So the question is, could the Pleiadian star mothers control their biology so that there was no pain in childbirth? And the answer was yes, of course they could do that, because their consciousness was evolved to such a level. And yet they chose not to, because it took away from the experience of birthing a child onto the planet. So that is quite profound to hear, that someone would have the ability to take away pain at childbirth and yet chose not to do it, as it took away from the experience. What would that be, that experience? Well, I think every mother on the planet knows what that experience is having the birth of that child, that instant you connect, all of that pain dissolves. And it also, according to the Pleiadians, it meant that they really thought about having a child. If there was no pain and there was no real consideration, it didn't have that same importance or same consideration of doing it. And so I share these things so that we can keep in perspective whenever we have a health challenge, an accident, an injury, or when something didn't quite go according to the way we expected it. Can you still have the love of the Creator during these moments? Absolutely. And the gift is really being able to transmute what has happened and know that you are still eternal, and know that whatever you are going through is temporary. And really, that's all I want to share with you before we now move into the channel and hear a message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is channel number 9. As we sit in a bay in the island of Pico in the Azores, overlooking the water with a light breeze at our backs. The day has been indeed eventful. One of the events for all those attendees was a trip into history. And although I have mentioned this before, we sit in a very interesting historic place. For only 35 years ago, the last whale was slaughtered on the ocean not far from here. Dear ones, that's not long at all. Today it is prohibited from almost all of the countries on the planet. The only animal to be protected uniformly by agreement. And yet, there is something I will repeat. And yet, when those go out to watch a whale, and they do it in whatever size boat they're in, whatever size boat, they find that the whale knows they're there and remains long enough to be seen, and then it dives for a while and comes back in relatively the same place. And what I told you before that is so astonishing is that that which is instinct that runs in mammals all over the world is a memory of their predators. A memory so strong that for generation and generation and generation they run the other way when a known predator is in the area. They knew they were hunted. They couldn't unknow the fact that part of their pods were laying with a red flag sticking in them, dead on the surface. 35 years ago. And it's almost like it did not occur. The instinct of the Akash is not there, and instead, they often remain. We have told you before, if nothing else, in the proof of biology, this shows that consciousness wins out over instinct. Consciousness is energy. And you can see it and feel it. And that's the subject even more of today when I talk about the wall. But before I do, I want you to take a breath. In most of your lifetime, this planet has decided not to slaughter whales. And I want to ask you, where did that come from? It is unusual. But the planet as a whole sees the sense of it, unlike any other animal that is hunted. There's often hunting seasons. But not the whale, no longer. Consciousness is starting to move. And that has been the subject so many times of so many channelings. But we have told you recently about a term called the wall. So now we reveal what that wall is. The wall, dear ones, is the limit of your own belief, where you will not go any further than a certain distance because you hit a wall of unbelief. And this unbelief takes many forms. Often it's an unbelief because of what you were taught by those you respect. Sometimes it's an unbelief because of what you think is there. Whether you're a scientist in chemistry or physics, What have you seen and what have you studied? There is a wall. There is a place where you will not go through because you know better. That's the wall. And for spiritualists, it's the same. Even the highest thinkers on the planet have a wall. I want to show you this just briefly. Some of you who may be listening now, today, or later may find that you are a Christian believer. And in that, there is so much honor. For you are following the life, the compassion, the example of the Christ. And you have decided perhaps to live your life in a way that the Christ did. There can be no better example on this planet at this time. So let me ask you, number one, what are you doing listening to this channel? Because the doctrines of Christianity all over the planet tell you not to. They will tell you that it is not in the accuracy of how God works, that you have to go through certain linear steps in order to have these kinds of messages. Not only that, they have to come from a hierarchy. It has to come from a highly trained individual, priest or pastor. And yet you're here listening. So while you're here listening, let me tell you about a wall that maybe you didn't know about. And the wall is this one. Not long after the Dead Sea Scrolls revealed the writings that were so profound from those in biblical days, but in Nag Hammadi, Egypt, also uncovered in a cave, was the writings of the Apostle John and Thomas. And they wrote about what it was like to be with the Christ. John talked about one thing, Thomas another, personal insights. There wasn't really much of an agreement between those two. And because of that, dear ones, you don't know about it. You see, your church has a wall and doesn't want you to see the writings of these apostles who walked with Christ. If you doubt this, and this is new information, go research it. And then you might even ask the officials in the hierarchy, the ones that are able to talk to God, why this was kept from you. There are walls everywhere of belief and just common sense that say, well, we can only go to a certain place. We told you about the wall for light workers. How far will you go? We told you about some of the most enlightened on the planet who regularly meditate for hours every day. And we told you that these beautiful ones who are one with everything hit a wall. And you might say, well, how is that possible? Because, dear ones, they go into a meditative state. They find the peace they're after. And that paradigm of finding peace in their own way is all there is. If we said, why don't you go beyond that? They would say, what is beyond that? We have found all that is. We are one with everything. And so I would ask them, if you're one with everything, then get up from your meditation and walk on the water. And they would say, well, that's different. And I would say, if you are indeed one with everything, the water will know who you are and will support your weight and your survival. This is consciousness as energy working a puzzle you have not seen yet. In the way that we speak about peace, which we have done now in three channelings, we're speaking not only of finding it, but mining it. That means when you're in that place of peace, you paste it upon yourself. It's like you mine this from the earth or from whatever source you have the peace. You fill your pockets with it. You put it in your cells. And each time you go to that place to meditate for peace, you take a little home. Now that goes beyond a wall of belief, because that's not what meditators are doing. Instead, we told you, they're seeking the sweet waters of peace and drinking from the fountain. And then when they get thirsty, they come back and do it again. The idea that they would fill a flask with peace and take it home, multiply it, share it with others, is not necessarily what they believe. So this is the wall. And the reason we speak of it is because of what is happening with your consciousness. We said yesterday, your consciousness now is starting to morph because of the increased functionality of your pineal. The pineal is what gives you intuition, creativity, and these things that do not necessarily come solely from the brain. Combined with the heart, you have something you have not had before. You have a way to break the wall. And so the plea goes out to anyone listening. What's your wall? Can you define what you won't do because you think it's either silly or perhaps you've been told you cannot? And I invite you to reevaluate absolutely everything. And in that, there is this. What is it that you have to contribute to your own body that you don't believe? And the answer is longer life and complete and total healing. You don't believe it. And it's so difficult for so many of you to go beyond that. That's one small wall of many. And yet we have been saying for years that these things are doable because consciousness actually is physics. You can change your chemistry. You can address disease in your body and tell it it's inappropriate. You can vibrate so high that inappropriate things will never attach themselves to you in the way of disease and bacteria and virus. This is the future of breaking down the wall. There are so many of them. We've talked about it before. So when it's time to park the car, as we say, and be still, and peel the onion, as we say, that means that you start to peel away everything you've been told that you're not supposed to do. And perhaps that would even be listening to the words of Kryon. These words are given in love to a humanity that is ready to receive it. And so it is.